This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a terrible bill. It cuts Medicaid the same degree that the House bill does. It just delays it some. And hundreds of billions of dollars from Medicaid, which helps kids, the disabled, seniors, 60% of seniors get their nursing home care from Medicaid.
All right, so the Senate Republican leaders released their much-awaited health care bill Thursday morning after months and months of closed-door meetings. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's clearly the night that we're going to talk about this bill. And like I said, Republican senators said they expect a slower phase out of Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. That was one of the things you heard Senator Al Franken there talking about, how terrible it is. And they're saying it's going to be a little bit slower than the House-passed bill. And there's some other tax credits that are different from the House bill. Joining us right from the get-go from Talk Media News, Ellen Ratner, I believe. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I am just doing good. And the bill is 142 pages. There are four members who said that they will not vote for the bill, four senators. Rand Paul, who's a physician, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah, and Ted Cruz. They are saying the bill is enough. So you have people on the very conservative end of the Republican Party saying the bill is too generous. And you have, of course, other people like Al Franken on the Democratic side saying they're cutting Medicaid, et cetera. Now, what happens in a place like Ohio? The governor there has accepted Medicaid. He's a Republican governor. And John Kasich used to be in Congress. And he is basically saying, okay, you guys can cut Medicaid, but if you cut Medicaid, you better give us some subsidies so that we can afford to get health care to our poor people. So a big issue. And they can't just cut Medicaid and not have some of the governors totally flipping out on them.
Wow. So, you know, it's interesting. You're talking about some of the Republicans that are bailing, and of course, some of the Republicans that are going to stay in this. Do we hear any reaction from the press?
Well, what the press is doing right now is reading the whole 142-page bill, and it is online. Anybody can read it. And they are analyzing it. They have experts analyzing it. It's very interesting that there have been hospital administrators across the country and physicians who are in charge of medical schools, et cetera, writing about this well and what's in the bill and what should be done. So this, everybody is taking aim at the bill, and certain people like certain parts, but it depends whether you want, if you're a hardline Republican and you don't believe that there should be subsidies for health care, you think that somehow the Medicaid money is way too much, then you're going to vote one way, or you're going to believe one way. If you are a liberal like Al Franken, you're going to believe and vote another way. And the problem is they're so separate at this point and so different. And the Senate bill is actually more different than the House bill that I have no idea what's going to happen. I know it's not going to be quick. And we also know that Mitch McConnell talked earlier this week about not having the whole August recess, but making them work through it. He had wanted a vote by July 4th, which, of course, is in a couple of weeks. I don't know that he's going to get it. And if he gets it, I don't know that it's going to pass.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because the former president, Barack Obama, spoke out against the proposed Senate bill. Because he said, I recognize that repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act has become a core tenet of the Republican Party. He wrote this in a Facebook post, but I hope that our senators, many who I know well, step back and measure what's really at stake. So like you said, who knows what's going to happen, but he was tweeting out, he was putting stuff out there, and it's got to be very strange for this past administration, don't you think?
Well, I think so, because this was the signature bill that Barack Obama got through. But again, you have not exactly liberal. I mean, my liberal friends in Ohio do not like John Kasich and think that he's, you know, to the right of Tilla the Hun. However, John Kasich has been very vocal about the fact that he needs some kind of federal subsidy if he's going to be able to provide health care, you know, or give some money for health care for people who don't have it in the great state of Ohio. So I think that, there's so many different perspectives here, and eliminating Obamacare, which is what the Republicans want to do, and President Trump wants to do it because that was a signature campaign promise he made.
Yeah. Let's talk about something else, too, while we have you here. Nancy Pelosi, is her head on the chopping block or not for the minority leader spot?
Well, some people are saying that her head is on the chopping block because she managed to lose those two special, the biggest one, of course, being in the Atlanta suburb. However, I have a very different perspective on it. And my perspective is that she is 77 years old, and it is time for her to train the next generation. And so, you know, when you hold on to power when you're 77 years old in this society, when in the year 2020, something like 45% of the U.S. force is going to be millennials, then you have to really, and they're the largest generation, you have to look at how are you passing the torch, to use a John F. Kennedy expression. How are you making sure that this younger generation gets the leadership training? And maybe it's time for her to go, not because there was an election lost in Georgia, because maybe it's time to turn Congress over to younger folks.
Ooh, well said. And one last thing, the National Security Archive and Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics Crew, I want to make sure everyone knew what the acronym was, filed a lawsuit saying the White House is violating, he sent me a note on this and I looked it up, violating the law by having staff members use encrypted software. What's that about?
So the Presidential Records Act says that any memo, any phone call that's recorded or, you know, referred to has to be preserved to go into the National Archives when a president finishes being a president. Okay, that's made sense. Well, now as you, all these ways to write about anything you want to write about to somebody by using the software that makes the issue go away or makes what you're writing go away for a period of time. And there's many, many different softwares that are used. I don't know which ones the White House are using, although Signal has certainly been pointed as to one in this particular legal filing. So, crew, and the National Security Archive crew is Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, as you said, filed a suit today to say that violates presidential records law. It's a very interesting take on new technology.
Wow. Love it. Ellen Ratner, again, always great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just a fountain of information, I'll tell you what. And I think she's right about Nancy Pelosi. She's dead on, in fact, talking about the population and where it's going to be in 2020. I mean, that's the bigger deal. Train them, train the next ones in and boom, get out of the way, because she has had her time. There's no question about that. Absolutely. So now the bill has been floated, but it's very different after months and months, like I said, of speculation. It's here. What does it mean? It's 142 pages. I've started to go through it. It'll take me a while to do that. Probably some of you may have done that as well. Republicans negotiating with the Senate parliamentarian to see which pieces of their draft comply with the rules governing the use of a mechanism allowing the bill to pass the Senate with only 50 votes. So this is pretty interesting, with, of course, the support of the VP. Hang with us, more on that health bill next.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And gals.
And gals.
Guys.
Guys and gals.
That's good. I couldn't have picked a better time to arrive. About to put a big dent in the cartel. Right, Vanco?
Yes, sir. Voy a atravesar sobre esos bastardos como caca pasando un pato, fíjate.
Es verdad.
That's a snippet from Breaking Bad, and we have one of the actors on with us who's just terrific. If you Google this guy, man, he's got a resume that just does not quit. Todd Terry is in our virtual green room right now. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
I tell you what, that was a memorable episode. What was that like? First of all, what was it like being on Breaking Bad? What was that overall experience like?
It was an amazing experience. I got on before it became popular, before it won an Emmy. So I tell all my friends, I don't think I would have been on the show had it, you know, been as popular at the time. But it was an amazing experience. That was my second episode, and that was in El Paso. And so you heard my lame Spanish, but it was a lot of fun. And Dean Norris was just a peach of a guy, great guy. In fact, I met his parents. They were there the day we shot that scene, and that guy is a Rhodes Scholar. He's a total stud. So great experience overall.
So how does a guy who grows up in Dallas? You are the offspring of really a legendary, as many people know, legendary Dallas realtor, Ellen Terry. How did you get into acting? Did you have the bug when you were a kid, or what happened?
Yeah, you know, when I was in high school, I stumbled upon it. I took a drama class in school and realized I really liked it. For me, it was kind of cathartic. It was a kind of a safe place to express you know, all my teen angst and that kind of thing. But I just found out I enjoyed it. My sister was the singer. And early on, she got to audition for a Broadway show, Annie. And I think it was just being around it. And for me, emotionally, it was a great thing to do. That I just said, hey, this is what I want to do. But the truth of the matter is, and this is pretty lame as well, but I remember the first time I decided this is absolutely what I wanted to do. I was in the back of a station wagon, and we were going on a trip, and I was reading Teen Beat magazine, and there was some article on Scott Baio, who played Chachi in Happy Days. And I was like, I want to be that guy. But my motivations have obviously changed over the years. But, you know, that was kind of the beginning of knowing that's what I wanted to do.
I love that. So we should say this. In Breaking Bad, you were special agent in charge, Ramey, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And how many appearances as that special agent did you end up making in Breaking Bad?
I think it was 5 total. I was in season 2 twice. And at the time, I didn't know, you know whether or not I was going to recur or not. So then they end up writing an episode where Dean's character goes to El Paso, which was where my office was. And then in season 5, I had no idea it was coming back, but apparently his boss got fired, I think. And then I came on as his kind of interim boss. So I had about 3 scenes in season 5. Which was, it was great. It was great to be part of that last season, too, just because, you know, everybody was just excited to be there. Great set to work on. You know, they ran it like a well-oiled machine. So it was a lot of fun.
And so you do that, and then there's a spinoff called Better Call Saul. And did you make an appearance in that? Tell me about that.
I haven't, but my fingers are crossed. I can only hope. You know, that's one of those things you never know how, you know, a character's going to show up. But I love, absolutely love Better Call Saul. It's such a great show, so well written. But at this point, I have not gotten a call. I'll put it out there to the universe. Please call.
That's right. Let's hit the producers up right now and see what we can do.
That's right.
I love that. So another movie, you've been in some movies, too. I want people to know that. You guest starred in a series that I watched that I love, Friday Night Lights. You were in Prison Break. What was Friday Night Lights like? What did you do there?
Yeah, I played like the football commissioner. It was I think it was toward one of the last seasons. It might have been season 4. But, that was a lot of fun, too. That's an interesting set to work on because it's very improvisational, although, you know, you have lines, but they allow you to kind of play with them. There's, you know, 5-6 cameras running at once. And the scenes that I were in, there was probably 10 guys in the scene that were all bantering back and forth. So it was a great experience. In fact, I forgot his last name, Kyle, the lead in the show.
Kyle Chandler.
Hello. In fact, he's on Bloodline, which is he's amazing on that show. But and I actually gotten to work on a show he was in years ago called North and South, Heaven and Hell, or one of those. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I've got a 50-year-old brain right now. but that was a great set to work on. I think you know any of these shows typically are just, you know, that have had any kind of longevity, they, you know, they run them so well and they're really easy to work on.
Yeah. So you do some TV, you do movies as well. Arlington Road. I love that movie. You were in Arlington Road, Lonely Hearts, a bunch of others. Did you get to spend any time with any of the actors in Arlington Road? Any of the stars?
Yeah, actually, I love that. That was a great experience itself. Okay. So a little story behind it. When I was maybe 20 years old, I got to audition for a show called Texasville, which was the sequel to Last Picture Show or the follow-up on it. And Jeff Bridges was, you know, of course, in Last Picture Show. So I go to audition. I walk in the room, and Peter Bogdanovich, the director, is there, and Jeff Bridges is there for the actual audition. And I'm like, whoa, just totally unexpected because you never see the star there in the audition room, or rarely, at least I haven't had that experience. And he had a little video camera, and he actually read with me, and it was awesome. But the cool thing about it was in Arlington Road, I actually got to work with him years later. And such a nice guy. Oh, my gosh. And he is literally one of my favorite actors. He's a really, really consummate pro. But, yeah, that was a great experience.
What's the best thing about has been your experience with acting, voiceover, all that kind of stuff? Was it worth it? Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? You know, for me, there's a lot of rejection, you know, like in any business, but it is so worth it to me just because I love it and I can't imagine doing anything else. I mean, there's other things that I do for business, but I just absolutely love it. So, you know, over the years, you kind of develop a thick skin and you don't really consider things rejection. You just, it's a new experience, a new opportunity, and you just keep going. And some you get, some you don't. But I love it. I don't do a ton of voiceover. My whole family is in the business. My wife is an actress. She does a lot of voiceover and, you know, film stuff as well. Both my kids have just gotten into business. So it's kind of become a family affair. So it keeps us together. Working together.
I love that. The Terry family. Very, very cool. So you would say follow your passion for anyone listening, right? No matter what.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to get in this business, you know, it's scary when you start out because you don't know what to do. And you just kind of, it's like anything. You just take baby steps. You know, my advice to any new actor would be start taking classes. You know, get to know people that are doing short film. Just do anything that you can. Just to gain more experience. And after a while, you'll meet people and, you know, you'll do bigger projects. But, yeah, it's a great business. You just got to love it.
Todd Terry, thank you so much for stopping by the Green Room and joining us on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be looking for Todd Terry. Maybe a Better Call Saul. Might have to make a few phone calls. Make sure the world knows, because really, this guy is good. If you look up Todd Terry, when you think of a character actor, he is solid. And it's funny, he really did stand, because I watched Breaking Bad end to end, and he really, really stood out to me. He was just terrific in that. No question about it. So can you imagine Friday Night Lights, Prison Break, like I mentioned, Arlington Road, one of my favorite movies, Stillborn is another one that he was in, Emma's Wish. So he's got really a great, great background. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way down the road on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Off the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things and the sands and hills and rings. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
What spring is like on Jupiter. In other words,
this is barbaric. Frankly, this is what oligarchy is all about. It's the wealthy and powerful saying, we need even more tax breaks, despite the fact they're doing phenomenally well. And if it means people in America dying, if it means throwing 23 million people off of health insurance,
all right, that is Bernie Sanders reacting to this proposed health care bill by the Senate. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney from East to West and everywhere in between. Welcome to the show. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can sink it in this direction, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. So here we go on the health bill. Looks like it's going to be a slow burn, number one, because trying to get enough Republicans on board, and you've got four key Republicans who came out against the Republican health bill, so that's a problem. You've got a couple of key provisions of the Senate bill that are dicey and part of this tug of war. And, you know, Senator Rand Paul is one of them who says the Senate health care bill is Obamacare plus. So he's saying it's not right. Says forget it, you know. And when I talk about the key provisions in the Senate bill, let me rack them down for you or rattle them off. So what's in this? Okay, so the overhaul of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, this is what it would be. Here's the first thing that has to happen, and we know it, right, how a bill becomes a law. The Senate's proposal has to be reconciled with what the House released before the president can sign a bill into law anyway. So the Senate draft is out there. You can get it anywhere, actually. There's links to it all over the place. But it's 142 pages. I'm just going to give you the generalness of this, of what I've pulled out of it. It will preserve access to care for Americans with pre-existing conditions and allow kids to stay on their parents' health insurance through age 26. That was a big thing. It will end the Obamacare mandates. It will repeal individual and employer mandates. It also will, looking at the insurance markets, some would say, help the collapsing insurance markets because it creates a short-term stabilization fund, which in that fund, it'd be $15 billion a year in 2018, 2019, and $10 billion each of the next 2 years because of the disruption, the coverage disruption. And it would also continue federal assistance to low-income Americans through 2019. So that part's good because people are going to be scrambling, right? Yeah. And it would also, with Medicaid, and that's the real sticking point, some say it's going to strengthen Medicaid because states will have more flexibility while ensuring that those who rely on the program won't have the rug pulled out from under them. To me, the biggest thing is you cannot have the rug pulled out from underneath people, and because that's where it's so tough. You know, it'd be like if you had a job for however long you had a job, and I'm sure many people have been in this boat, and You're there, and it's pretty good benefits, and you have a family, and then you get fired. And now you've got to get COBRA, and COBRA's so much more, and oh, COBRA will only go so far anyway. And then what are you doing? You're scrambling to get a job to get that insurance back. So the coverage thing for most people is so key. I think the penalty thing is ridiculous, but that was what was keeping people, they thought, in some of these key marketplaces. And that the problem is that wasn't working anyway. So I don't know. I think they're going to have to rectify some of this, and it's not going to be an easy pass, especially with the Republicans who are bailing on it. You've got to have the numbers there. If Pence is the extra vote, then it goes through. And you would kind of think, I bet you that's what happens. I bet you that happens. Could be wrong. But I'm saying they're looking for that way to get it passed. And this is, you know, just some observations first blush. There's much more to this bill, and you really got to go through it pretty tightly to make sure nothing's there that doesn't really pop out. But the main parts I just told you, and really some of the parts of contention and some that think it's better. Now, Rand Paul is saying, buyer beware, because this is really Obamacare. He says it's just adding more. So he's saying it's from his perspective, that's what you're getting here, because you have an increase in spending and subsidies. So he says when you look at the bill, we actually find that the Obamacare subsidies, if we keep those, we're keeping them, and then we're providing more on top of it. So it's not... It's different than the way it's being talked about, is what he's saying. He said we should be for repeal, but we also have to have sufficient confidence in capitalism, competition, and free markets. And that part is true. Because let's face it, you know what you're doing? We're at the craps table anyway, and we're standing there hoping that all of that will come together. The capitalism, the competition, because it's like erasing state lines, And that's free markets. There's no guarantee on that. I mean, there really isn't any guarantee. The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer offered to work with the Republicans on a new draft for the health care reform. He said, let's forget this and let's do another one. Let's come up with a bipartisan bill. And Rand Paul said, that's disingenuous. That's just political rhetoric. He said the Democrats aren't for repealing any regulations. They're not going to repeal any Obamacare taxes, so they don't want to work on this. So you've got Paul, Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson, and Mike Lee announcing they're all going to vote against the Republican health care bill that's being proposed. And will the new one have a chance to pass the Senate if they make it more of a repeal bill? Paul says that's what he hopes. Says the hope is that the four of us who have announced our opposition will be invited to sit down with the people who wrote the bill. He says Medicaid expansion and repealing the taxes that pay for it doesn't make economic sense. that it doesn't make any sense to have that. I don't know. Does he have a point? As I said, there are a couple of ways to look at this. I think, I'll tell you what, the thing that is good is, of course, the obvious, the pre-existing conditions and kids being able to still stay on insurance is good because, you know, let's face it, if they're out, they're struggling. I mean, of course. I say this all the time, but our health plans are crap, right? Aren't they? I mean, I don't know anyone who's 100% happy. You work for a giant corporation with a lot of people. Chances are they shopped around and they have more bodies, so you may have a better shot at a better health care plan. But it seems to me, like my doctor said, just stay healthy, seems to be the sarcastic answer, and there has to be a better way to make this all come together. And is it that difficult? I mean, look, even President Trump, who thought this was going to be easy peasy, said it's much more complicated. Remember the first time around when this was being discussed, because it is more complicated. It's just become onerous. And the reason is partially because the Democrats push, they get it on the books, and then say, and we were in Washington, we talked to a lot of Democrats about this, and a lot of healthcare providers, this will be great, and then people with cancer, and this is terrible, and they'll be able to afford it, and the treatments, and it sounds good. And then there will be pre-existing biases, and you'll be able to get the treatment, and you know, hear all the really good stuff, I'll call it, that's going to be put in the bill. And then it passes, and then there's all these problems that supposedly they were going to work on. But in the seven-year time, what was worked on? What was taken out or moved around or tweaked or fixed that became better for anyone? In fact, the premiums got so high that doctors bailed and some healthcare providers bailed. That's not good. Because when your healthcare goes up 80%, how are you supposed to afford that? It's one thing for a little bit of inflation. That's not inflation. That's ridiculousness. So there's a huge problem anyway. It's disingenuous to think, and it's disingenuous, frankly, the Democrats to think that this was some really fantastic piece of legislation. It was never really worked on because it was a big gamble. Push it through. Don't worry. I heard that a million times. We've got it on file. We'll work on it. We'll tweak it. There's some problems. We'll fix it. We'll make it better. And it'll just get better because we have all this time. So we're going to work with people, and we're going to get that plan really ironed out. Nothing's 100%. That's my catchphrase, right? No 100%. But we're going to work on it. But where was the work? So some people did get a leg up, and that was good. People who maybe should have had breaks that didn't, that were dealt a bad deck of cards. But then it went so far in the other direction, and you had these exchanges that just bombed out, so people in exchanges were in trouble, and everybody was on the hook, and it didn't work out, because young people didn't care if they had to pay a penalty anyway if they were healthy. They didn't even think about it. I think there might be some problems with this. It's going to take time, that's for sure. And I don't know that they can reconcile it. Maybe. Especially if you throw the VP into it and then you start to add. It's about numbers. You start to add up the votes. If there's 50 in the VP, boom. In. What would it be like if you went out to try to go in your car and the pavement was melting beneath your car? Would you get in and drive away? Could you even turn the air on? We're talking about that, seriously, next on America Tonight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Work I put in coming into this. I'm looking forward to going to this organization and just giving it my all. That's one thing that I always want to do, come in and give my all. And then off the court, I want to give back to the city and everything like that. And I'm just happy.
All right, that's Markelle Fultz. You will know that name in the future if you're a basketball fan and why he was the number one choice in the NBA draft. There was a deal that was worked out before the draft between Boston and the 76ers. So the 76ers, in my opinion, get the better end of the deal. And the reason why is because Joel Embiid and the rest of that crew, Ben Simmons, need some tag team people in the backcourt, and Markelle Fultz is probably that guy. He's got some serious mad basketball skills. So number one in the draft, his nickname is the Feds because of his buddies. So the Feds are Fultz, Embiid, and Dario, and Simmons. So I love that. The Feds, the number one pick in the NBA draft. Yeah, that was happening. So we have the health care bill from the Senate being proposed, unveiled, whatever you want to call it. We have the NBA draft that goes down. And we have a slew of other, I think, mind-blowing stories, frankly, that I'm going to serve up and chat about here. Because, you know, America Tonight, to me, is about what's going on in your backyard and mine. What are we talking about? What makes us say, wow, I can't believe it? Are you kidding me? I can't believe that. And then maybe saying, all right, that's awesome. So not so awesome. 1.4 million illegals using stolen security numbers, they say. One in four that are working. The IRS, can they let people know that their security, social security numbers were stolen? So there's a lot of employment identity theft. Innocent taxpayers get nailed for this because somebody's using their digits. In fact, the IRS was able to identify only half of the potentially 1.4 million people who were likely affected by that kind of fraud in 2015. Right? The immigrants then filed tax forms using the ITINs, but their W-2 forms show valid Social Security numbers they have fraudulently given to employers to clear an initial work authorization check. So the IRS estimates as many as 2.4 million illegals filing taxes every year with the Social Security numbers are not authorized to have them. And then there's 87% of forms filled out online using ITINs that showed income credited to a stolen Social Security number. It's brutal. When that happens to you, the IRS, if they find it, they send you another number that you have to file with, and it can be a nightmare because they'll reject it. And do you remember it? Do they get it to you? I know a lot of people, actually. I know about four people that that's happened to, where their numbers, who knows where, who stole their numbers, but their numbers were stolen. So not good. Yeah. In the meantime, while that's happening, the debate over those numbers. How about this? There was a little bit of controversy over, as you can imagine, over the Bill Cosby verdict, which there was none, because it was called a mistrial, deadlocked in the jury room. But what's come out is the jurors' names. A juror in the trial said the case was deadlocked in the jury room and it was clear a verdict couldn't be reached. The juror said, my personal feeling is, whatever the man did, he's already paid his price. He suffered. Wow. The juror remained anonymous, but his voice was clearly heard on an interview. And he said, we wanted to send the deadlocked decision in. About three people jumped up and said, hold it, I want to change. So it was not a true 10-2, and the tears came toward the end. It was so tense. Well, dozens of women have accused Cosby of sexually assaulting them using spiked drinks over lots of decades. The first criminal case ended with a hung jury and a mistrial last weekend. And see, you know, there was a report that came out that said two jurors were not budging on their belief that Cosby was not guilty. And then the jurors ended up in this whole case deliberating for more than 52 hours over 6 weeks. And there are a lot of people that think this is just so bogus. It is our system. It's our jurisprudence. This is how it is, innocent until proven guilty. And if the case isn't there and that's what the jury decides, that's how the dice go. And can you imagine, though, the woman bringing it forward? I know somebody that knows of her and knows her from Temple University. I had some family members that went to Temple, and they say that they believe 100% she was telling the truth. So how about that? And what happens now? I mean, the juror saying he's already suffered enough, that's ridiculous. It's not about that. It's about what does the evidence say? Purely, what are you looking at? And I don't know, can you really be objective? Can you not have an opinion on this? Who doesn't know him or who hasn't heard of him? Right? A lot of people know who he is. A lot of people. I want to go in a different direction, too, because I love this. I don't know about the rest of you, but do you get robocalls? You know those robocalls? Oh, I hate robocalls. I hate, now I'm getting texts sometimes from people. And then you get the fake mail. Do you get fake mail where it looks like it's an important document? And then you open it up and it's some crazy offer or some debt thing or some, who knows, curveball. A lot of mail is that way anymore because you got to disguise it. But the, and I worry about people who could easily be duped, but the Federal Communications Commission proposed a $120 million fine on a Florida resident alleged to have made almost 100 million spoofed robocalls to trick consumers with exclusive vacation deals from well-known travel and hospitality companies. The man, identified as Adrian Abramovich, allegedly made 96 million robocalls during a three-month period by falsifying caller identification information that matched the local area code and the first three digits of the person's phone number. The calls, of course, would violate our laws, telecommunication laws, because it offered deals from companies like Marriott, Expedia, Hilton, TripAdvisor. Consumers who answered the calls were transferred to foreign call centers that tried to sell vacation packages, and it was usually timeshares. TripAdvisor said the FCC's action would help protect consumers from others attempting that in the future. Boy, I think just when you pick up the phone, you got to be so careful. Seriously. And who are the victims? Older people, gullible people. People who don't understand, they're listening to somebody on the other line telling them, feeding them a bunch of bunk, but it sounds right. And they don't have anyone to turn to, or they're not asking anybody, or whatever. It is a jungle out there. It really is. I mean, there's so many people who so here's the thing. The people who are honest get mixed in with the people who are trying to dupe you. Give me a break. You know? And I know this. I tell people I know, older people I know in my life, if somebody comes to you with some crazy offer and it's too good to be true, call me. I want to hear what the offer is, and then I'll check it out for you, right? I'll pick up the phone. I'll make the call, and it won't be a robocall. How did he make that many calls? Isn't that insane? I mean, they were robocalls, so they were planned. That's crazy. Just bombard them. Just bombard them. Thank you for listening to our offerings this hour of America Tonight.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.